Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我们知道啊，耶稣降生是一个非常特别的啊故事。
We know that the birth of Christ is a very special story.
如果上帝要在报上登一个广告，为的是啊要寻找一个家庭可以让耶稣出生的话。
If God wants to post an ad in the world and indicate that he is going to lead a family,
那这个广告可能会这样写的。
And the advertising may say this one.
第一点就是需要一对未婚的男女。
So first of all, we need a non-married couple.
第二个呢是需要一定是要犹太人的血统。
And it must be Jewish descendant.
第三个是，就算女方未婚先孕，男方却愿意接受。
And then also, the part that the lady may be pregnant before marriage, and then the man has to accept her.
特别是第三点，大概很难接受。
Especially the item three is probably kind of difficult pills to follow.
想想看，会有什么人去应征呢
？So who do you think will apply for this job?
那我们想问一个问题。
And I will ask you one question.
就是为什么耶稣出生要有这么多的条件呢
？So why did that much of the requirement for his birth?
答案是要应验神在古时借着先知所说的话。
So it's the only way to prove that what the promise has said.
当然是神自己的计划透过先知所应验的。
Of course, this is the plan that came true through the prophet.
所以今天的题目就是耶稣基督降生的意义。
So today's topic is the reasons of the purpose of the birth of Christ.
那第一个意义。第一个意义就是要印证神借着古时啊先知所讲的话。
So the first of all, it has to prove the words of prophets.
我们一起来读啊以赛亚书的九章六节。
And let's read the book from Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
啊，一起来，请因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Let's read the verse 6 to, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 together. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
请特别注意第一句话。
And then let's pay attention to verse word.
说因为有一个婴孩为我们而生。
For to us a child is born.
然后说有一子赐给我们。
And to us a son is given.
那就是表示是为整个全人类是有关系的。
So it means that it isrelated to all mankind.
通常一个 baby 出生大概就是男女双方两个家庭两个家族非常关系。
Normally when a baby was born, it's only the family that the man and the woman get together, they're very happy.
但是非常奇妙。
But miraculously,
只有耶稣基督的出生是关乎整个人类所有的人千千万万的人的。
But this birth of Christ is actually related to all people, everyone in the world.
那我们刚才读的是在以赛亚书嘛。
And we just read from the Isaiah.
以赛亚这位先知是在主前700年前的先知。
And the prophet Isaiah was from the 700 years before Christ was born.
换句话说，神透过耶稣基督降生以前700年已经预言了。
So we knew that actually God way long 700 years before Christ was born and already prophesizing Christ would be born.
果然700年以后耶稣基督的的确确的降生到地上来。
And certainly later on, 700 years later, Jesus Christ was born on earth.
事实上，弟兄姐妹读旧约的时候
，When you read the Old Testament，
不只是一位先知以赛亚说
，And actually, it's not only one prophet had mentioned that.
还有耶利米、但以理、以西结、撒迦利亚，许许多多的先知都预言耶稣基督一定会降生。
And then actually, there's tons of them, like Jeremiah is like.
整个的就是表明天父对人类救赎的计划的第一步。
And they have prepared the birth of Christ for humankind, for mankind, the first step.
这是重点。
That's the main point.
所以我们知道我们的神是说话算话的神。
So we know God meant what he said.
只要是神开出来的支票，到了神的时间，他一定兑现。
As long as he issue a check, and at certain times he will cash it in.
弟兄姐妹，这给我们很大的安慰。And
that is a good, huge comfort to all of us.
让我们明白，我们信的神是绝对可靠、信实的神。We
know have confidence that a God that is a steadfast God and is a faithful God.
耶稣基督降生的第二个意义是什么呢？
And then what is the second reason for his birth?
就是表明神极大的慈爱。
It's to show us the great love for him.
坦白说，
Honestly,
神要拯救我们这些罪人啊， 也不是一件容易的事情。
And actually, when he tries to save all of us, people like us, it's not an easy task.
因为很多人顽梗悖逆啊。
And we have a lot of stubborn people out there.
他们敬拜偶像，崇拜金钱，高举科学或者哲学，就是不要上帝。
So they are out there to rather worship idols, and they will maybe upheld science and talking about philosophies, but they reject God.
所以我们看见神不但是对人有极大的慈爱，还有对人极大的忍耐。
So we can tell God not only have great love for us, and he even have a lot of patience.
请大家来读约翰一书的4章9节。
And he reads, let's read 1 John chapter 4, verse 9.
我们一面读的时候，一面深思这个经文本身的意义。
As we're reading the scripture, because we need to ponder points it.
好，一起来请。 神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
Let's read together. This is how God has shown his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that he might live through him.
如果有人问你说，
If someone asks you,
你怎么证明神爱我呢？
How do you prove God loves me?
答案就在这个约翰一书4章9节嘛。
The answer in here is First John chapter 4:9.
说得很清楚嘛。
And it's clear to say.
第一句话就说，天父差遣独生子耶稣基督到世界上来嘛。
This first thing is already said is God showed his love among us by sending his son.
这个动作证明他爱我们，所以他差耶稣从天上来到地上。
So this action that because God loves us, so he sent his son to live among us.
而且耶稣基督不但为我们人类降生，
And he is not just born for us,
甚至为我们人类而死，
And he even died for the mankind.
因此神的爱就完全显明出来。
So through that, all his acts, so his love showing it clearly to us.
我希望大家要明白一个真理。
And I want you to understand one truth.
就是人犯罪堕落。
And because God of human sin.
并不是上帝就应该来救我们的。
And God should come and save us.
是我们自己选择犯罪堕落。
It was us who chose to sin. We chose the material way to live.
我们常常说人有自由意志。
We have our own freedom of choice.
请问神有没有自由意志？
Do you think God has freedom of choice?
神可以救，神也可以怎么样？
He can
choose.
You can save and you can also ignore you.
所以他来拯救我们，并不表示是他应该来拯救我们，而是他爱我们，所以他愿意选择来救我们。
So God comes here and saves us, not because He should come here to save us. It was because He loved us, so He came and saved.
这有很大的差别。
And it's a huge difference.
耶稣基督降生的第三个意义呢？
And the third reason he come and save us,
就是表明他极大的救恩嘛。
So he show us his great salvation.
救恩就是拯救的恩典。
Salvation is the grace of saving us.
因为我们知道
，because we know，
全世界的人，人人都掉在这个罪的大海当中了。
Because we know the whole world and how everyone, every humankind are in the sinful ocean.
每一个人，我再强调一遍，每一个人都在这个罪海的这个大海当中挣扎浮沉呢。
And I want to emphasize, every one of us are here in this ocean is in the verge of drowning in the sin.
迟早我们都会被淹死的。
Eventually, we'll be all drowned.
怎么办？
What are you going to do?
啊，这个时候上帝就差派一个直升机，然后垂下一个绳子来。
So God sent us this helicopter and dropped this rope down here.
这个救命的绳子就是来拯救我们的。
This rope that was so-called saving life ropes and is here to save us.
这个绳子从上面垂下来，想要得救的人就怎么样，就去抓住这个绳子。
So this rope dropping down from the helicopters, those only those who want to be saved will reach up and grab the rope.
我们可以说这个绳子就代表了耶稣基督。
We can say that this rope just represents Jesus Christ.
那如果上帝不差派这个直升机从上而下来拯救我们的话
，What if God did not send this helicopter with this rope come down to us?
没有一个人可以自己把自己的头发拉起来，把自己拯救起来。没有。
There are no one can pull themselves up by even pulling our own hair up and save us ourselves out from this ocean.
所以我们要抬头仰望神的救恩嘛。
Therefore, we must raise our head and hope for the Savior from God.
所以现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
耶稣基督降生的三个意义
，the three reasons for the birth of Christ。
第一个就是要应验先知所说的话
，the first one is to prove that the words of prophets。
因为神是信实的神
，because he's a faithful God。
第二个意义是要表明神极大的慈爱
，the second is showing him the greatest love from God。
因为神爱每一个人
，because God loves every one of us。
第三个意义。
The third one,
就是要表明主极大的救恩嘛。
To show God's great salvation.
这个救恩是为每一个人所预备的。
And this salvation is prepared for every one of us.
那接下来是才是最重要的事情。
And continues the more important things.
就是我们的回应是什么
？What is our response?
有的人可能不理不睬。
Some just ignore.
不理不睬也是一种回应嘛。
And ignoring is a response.
但是最好的回应是什么呢
？What is the best response?
就是罪人必须要悔改才能得救。
The sinner must repent in order to be saved.
请大家来读约翰一书的一章九节。
Let's read First John chapter 1:9.
一起来，请来。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Let's read it together. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
这一节的经文的意思是，只要我们真正的承认自己的罪。
The meaning of this scripture is that as long as you truly confess your sin,
神是信实的，是公义的
，and God is faithful and He's just.
下面的话很重要
，and then continues more important.
说必要赦免我们的罪
，He will forgive our sin.
而且要洗净我们一切的不义。
And even purify all of our unrighteousness.
所以我们要有勇气承认，在我们的心思意念里面有很多不好的思维嘛。
So we need to bravely accept, admit that we have a lot of ugliness within ourselves.
从总统到一般的小老百姓。
From the presidents to all the common citizens.
每一个人的心思意念有些不好的念头，神都看见。
All of this ugliness within our hearts, God can see them all.
但是只要我们愿意承认我们的罪过，
as long as we are willing to accept and confess our sins,
神应许我们说，他就一定会赦免我们的罪。
He promised he will forgive our sins,
给我们机会重新做人，
and give us a chance to live alive again,
以至于我们在基督里都成为新造的人。
Into the point that we become the new creation.
新造的人当然有一个新的生命。
Your new creations, of course, you have a new life.
新的生命就自然会有新的人生观、新的价值观。
As long as you have new life, you will have a new core, value, and you have a new outlook.
这个世界上已经有千千万万人的生命被主完全翻转过来。
And there, this world, there are millions of people already being saved and changed, turned around their life.
这就是因为耶稣基督带给我们的改变。
It was because Christ has changed us and he gave us that change.
现在我想来介绍一位叫做Dawson 的一个弟兄。
And I would like to introduce to you a gentleman named Dawson.
大家都知道他是这个 Navigator, 就是导航会的创办人。
And a lot of us knew that he's the founder of the Navigator.
他原来是在南加州长大。
He grew up at South California.
年轻的时候也是不好好读书啊。
And when he was young, he doesn't pay attention to his education.
一天到晚喝酒啊，泡妞啊，偷钱啊，什么坏事他都干。
He's done all kind of things. He drunk drugs and sex and everything.
在他十九岁的时候呢，他带了一个女孩子呢。去湖里面划船。
When he, his age 19, he took a girlfriend to the lake and to have fun in there.
然后呢，突然有一个大风就吹起来了。
And there's a huge storm has started.
哎呀，结果他和他这个女朋友就掉在水里面去了。
And he and his girlfriend would fell into the water.
这个宝贝呢，他不会游泳。
And he doesn't know how to swim.
所以他只好在水里面，哎呀，拼命祷告了。
And so while he was in the midst of drowning, he was praying very hard.
Oh, 求主救他。
Oh, he prayed to God, please save me.
他不会游泳，他再怎么弄，他可能就会淹死掉。
And as obviously, you don't know how to swim, eventually will be drowned.
所以他说，如果神啊，如果你救了我，我一定怎么样，来好好侍奉你。
So he committed himself to God, you save me, I will serve you.
好像很多人都有这样经验啊。
I think a lot of us have similar experience.
结果很奇妙的，旁边有一条船就过来了，把他还有那个掉下水里的女孩子一起救起来。
Amazingly, there was a boat come by nearby, and then they came and saved them, rescued them.
救起来以后呢
？And after they were rescued,
他老早就忘了他跟神所说的话。
He totally forgot what he had promised to God.
继续过他的这个喝酒啊、泡妞啊、这个偷东西的这些生活。
And he continued his behavior in drunk drive and everything else.
有一次他喝了酒开车。
And one time he was drunk driving.
当然开的歪歪倒倒又 speedy 啊，结果就被警察给抓住了。
And because his appearance is winding around the road and driving erratically, and police stopped him.
哎呀，他这个时候又赶紧赶快祷告，每次都在很危险啊，这个有压力的时候他就拼命祷告了。
Every time when he was under a lot of stress and in trouble, he will pray.
他就求神怜悯啊。
And he asked God to have mercy on him.
他说这一次啊，如果你让警察放我的话，我一定这个怎么样怎么样好好侍奉你，要来教会了。
And this time I was like, I will if you get me out of this trouble, I will serve you in your church.
那个警察看到这个年轻人
，and this policeman look at this young man，
就问了他一句话
，and ask him one question。
他说：“你喜欢你现在这样的生活吗
？”He said, "Do you really like the way of your life?"
他想了一下
，and he thought, "Think about it."
他说我真的很不喜欢我现在这样生活。
He said, I really don't like the way I live.
就在这个时候。
At this very moment,
可能是神透过这个警察动了慈心。
Maybe God caused this policeman to have mercy in his heart.
这个警察竟然没有开罚单，竟然让他走。
And the policeman did not even issue a ticket and let him go.
啊，这个时候呢，这个当审呢，他就非常的意外，发现他的祷告真的是蒙神垂听。
He was surprised that God actually listened to his prayer.
他那个麻木的良心开始苏醒了。
His heart finally woke up.
他觉得他应该感谢神，于是他开始去教会了。
So he thought I should be grateful to God and then begin to go attend church.
哦，他参加礼拜五的这个 youth 的这个 fellowship.
And then he went to the youth fellowship on Friday.
啊，那一天这个 youth 的 leader 就鼓励大家，年轻人呢，背一下圣经吧。
And then.Youth leaders encourage young people to, hey, you guys need to start to memorize the verses in the Bible.
啊，这个 youth leader 就是鼓励每一个年轻人，你们好不好？回去好好背圣经。
And then go home and pay attention to study the Bibles and then memorize the verses.
等到下一个礼拜五。
And come on, and the next following Friday.
二十几个年轻人。
About 20 somewhat young people.
只有他一个人背出了十节圣经。
Only he did the memorization of 10 verses of Bible.
但是这个背的圣经在他生命里面开始发生作用。
And then as he was memorizing these verses, it started affecting him in his life.
因为大家知道神的话是大有功效的。
Because we know the word of God is really have this huge influence on us.
因着他背圣经去思想这个神的话开始在他的内心发生一个作用。
Through his memorization of the verses and the words started affecting the way he's thinking.
所以他的价值观、道德观、人生观完全改变。
So his core value, his behavior, and then his view outlook of life is totally turned around.
他认识了这一位说话的神。
He knew this.God that he can talk to him.
他每天背一节圣经。
And every day he memorized one verse.
花一个小时灵修。
One hour to do his devotions.
每天向一个人传福音。
And then he shared gospel with one person.
后来就和几个弟兄成立了导航会。
And then later on he have a few brothers and started a navigator club.
你知道导航会现在的工作做得怎么样
？Do you know how's the work of the navigator results of the navigator club？
导航会在全世界110个国家有4600位全时间的同工。
In the worldwide, the navigator club has 110 club, and then have about 460 member
full time
associate staff.
他们做两件事情
and they only do two things.
传福音还有门徒训练
spreading gospel and training disciples.
50多年来带领了千千万万的人归向耶稣基督
for 50 years and they led about millions of people to Christ.
真的是为主成就了何等的大事
and they really say done a lot of great work for God.
但是这么多的这个神的这个事情是因为一个年轻人达森他所开始。
So this great job results because of Dawson, one young man, Dawson started.
所以但愿导航会的故事能够激励我们弟兄姐妹。
I hope the story from the Navigators Club will encourage a lot of us.
我鼓励弟兄姐妹每天读一章一章圣经就好。
I encourage you to read one chapter of the Bible.
每天向一个人传福音。
And then share gospel with one person.
啊，这个很容易做到。
And it should be very easy to do.
包括你在网上面也分享诗歌或者是短文，都算是传福音。
Even you share scriptures or hymn online, and that's still considered as sharing your gospel.
让导航会的故事能够激励我们，能够突破。
Let this story to encourage you and let us break through.
我们来读一下下面的一句话好吗
？Let's read the word.
一起来，请来。爱主更深，来爱人更多。
So let's say it together. Love the Lord deeper. Love people more.
请你跟隔壁桌的人互相鼓励一下，好吗？
起来。Why don't you talk to each other next to you and then just encourage each other?
啊，真的要说出来，说出来增加你的力量。爱主更深，爱人更多。大家要加油啊！因为
we need to work hard and step on your gas.
圣诞节很多人都很希望收到礼物。
In Christmas times, a lot of people enjoy receiving presents.
好不好？我们也给主一份礼物。
Let's give God a gift.
就是爱他更多，爱人更多。
It is to love Him deeper and love people more.
可以做到吗
？Can you do it?
可以吗？啊，所以大家要加油。
Let's so continue to work hard.
今天的题目是耶稣降生的意义。
So the topic for today is the meanings of the birth of Christ.
三个重点。
Three main points.
为要应验先知的话。
To prove the words of prophets.
为要表明神极大的慈爱。
To show the great love of God.
为要表明主极大的救恩。
And also to show God's great salvation.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Brother and sister,
如果有人问你耶稣基督降生的意义是什么
？If someone asks you the meanings of Jesus Christ,
我相信你已经有很好的答案给他。
And I believe now you have the answer for them.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we praise you.
特别在这个普世欢腾庆祝耶稣降生的日子里面。
Especially in this very celebratory moments for your birth.
因着主你的降生给我们盼望。
Because of your birth, you gave us hope.
你是信实可靠的神。
You are faithful and steadfast God.
你的降生真是再一次的来鼓舞我们。
Your birth has encouraged us again.
因为你把最大最好的礼物送给了我。
Because you gave us the biggest and the best gift to us.
但是我们不仅仅是接受你的礼物。
And here we knew we don't just receive your gift.
我们也求你使我们成为别人的礼物。
Because we will become a present to others as well.
也使我们成为别人的祝福。
And make us a blessing to others as well.
让我们心里火热起来。
Let our hearts be excited and live again.
能够积极地传扬主你的福音。
And let us to spread your gospel enthusiastically.
给世上很多很多很多还不认识你的人。
Give all the other people who still haven't known you yet.
我们求主来复兴我们的教会。
Lord, we ask you to revive our church.
我们求主来加添我们的信心。
And then give us more faith in to you.
扩大我们的爱心。
And expand our love.
增强我们的盼望
，increase our hope，
因为我们都爱我们这个大家庭
，because we all love this great family。
我们靠着你的话，你的圣灵，我们要同心来建造我们的教会。
Through your word and your Holy Spirit, we will unite together and rebuild this church。
让我们的教会成为你的金灯台。
May this church become your light in this table。
在这个黑暗的时代，真是能够照亮很多的人。
And brighten this darkness of the world, and then help other people can see you.
把人带到主你的面前来。
And guide people to you, Lord.
因着你的怜悯使他们得救。
May your mercy then receive your savior.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Pray in name Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
不行了。